Well, good morning, everyone. Welcome to our Monday morning team gathering kickoff the week call, and we're so excited to have you here every Monday. Wow, it makes the week just that much better. What do you want to say, my dear?
Okay, well, we'll do our, of course, wins for the week, and let's also talk about, you know, the healthy weight management, and there's the slide, there's the PDF that Nikan has, and there's the slide presentation, and Heather Abbott did another front page for it for the people. Some of the people are not liking that slide that shows the girl with her belly button. So she did another front one. I think it looks pretty nice myself, but not everybody likes it. So she did a slide for the front that she replaced it with the ones that have the all the products, the one that's sitting on like on the sand on the beach. And so that's available, and maybe let's talk about all of our exciting ideas for building, making second quarter really great. So let's just go ahead and, Jacqueline, start with wins for the week, and we'll discuss these other things along the way.
Okay, Gloria Snyder, and I don't know if everybody heard your story about your ad, too, so maybe add that.
Oh, yeah, I think there's some people on that weren't on Saturday, and I think all of us need to be doing something like this, Gloria. I'm excited to get started on it.
It was in the win column because I've had this note on my desk for a very long time, excuse me, to place an ad in a local little newspaper. I chose a free paper that comes to everyone's house in the county. That way I wouldn't just depend on someone picking it up in a particular coffee shop or a particular grocery store. So that was why I chose it. And and the price was right. It was 75 cents for a word and a minimum of 15 words. So I went into Nikan's Media Center in the library, looked at some of the ads. Of course, they were all too wordy, so I plucked some sentences out. And when I was speaking to the representative at the paper, giving her my sentences, she said, "Is this under sales?" And I said, "Yes." And so the fact that it's under the word help wanted and then the word sales didn't even count towards my 15. That's in the paper. So be your own boss was my header on it. And I wanted to draw entrepreneurs, and I wanted to draw people who had some ambition not to just be an employee. And I'm not knocking employees. I was a great employee. But now I realize I could never be another employee. Not in me anymore. So that's what I was looking for. And so the first response, and at the end I said, text my cell number for an interview. And so, of course, people did respond. They did text. They did want to know what it was before we got into an interview. And I told them to go to Nikan.com. And one person said, "No, thank you. I'm not paying the $99 before I make money." Another person said, "I'm very interested, probably more in the products for my husband and then the business because she wants time freedom." And another gentleman who wants to, he loves door-to-door sales, and he wants to probably sell the water systems because it's what he used to do. So it's going to run for 4 weeks every Wednesday in April, and it's got a total of $68. So it will be very cost-efficient, time-efficient, because I'm letting the process weed people out right in a text message. So I was able to do that last week while we were away on vacation. And that was another win for me, not only getting some of the family and Dick and I away to the beach, but as I was having a quiet morning with the waves and God early in the week, I got thinking about the shells that I was picking up, and they're very minimum on this Panama City beach, very tiny, very minimum. And I thought, gosh, I'm not seeing any shells with pink in them. And I don't know why I thought that, but it is a thought that I had. And all of a sudden, they started to show up. And so the lesson I took away, of course, was focus and ask for what I want, you know, and be very specific. Because so, I never, I mean, I'm talking, these shells were all half the size of your fingernail. They were tiny. And all of a sudden, I was, you know, seeing those that had that speck of pink in them. So that's the lesson I took away. So my goals this week are to, and I was sitting down doing it this morning because I'm a whole week late getting these goals to you, Jack and Karen. I'm going to be very specific in my goals and get these all written out and in front of me to read every single day. And I've got something on my desk, too, that I'm reading. It says, when you believe in yourself, reality doesn't matter. So
I love it.
The other word is belief. And I put it, I bought one of those polished sea glass stones with the word believe on it, and it's now, it comes up on my phone anytime I open my phone, the word believe is looking at me. And so those are the two big things I'm working on, the focus and the belief.
I love it. We were up in Reno a week ago, our grandson's birthday party, and we were walking along the river, and they've got a great big sculpture. It's open anyway. Let's see, how tall was that, Karen?
It's
12,
big.
12 or 15 feet tall, or something like that, and you know, 30 feet long.
We're gonna go back and get a picture of it. We didn't have our cell phone with us.
8 or 10, 12, and it says believe. And it's right along the, and
right,
yeah,
on the,
so we're going to.
It's beautiful. Yeah.
We'll
okay, I need
those.
A picture.
Yeah.
We'll go
definitely.
Get it.
Yeah, Richard,
I really love your ad. I think let's all of us think about doing that because, again, it's focused. I mean, we're putting out there what we want. We're looking for some business builders, and, you know, people aren't going to answer that ad if they're not interested in being their own boss. So I really, really like it, Gloria.
And she kind of took a page out of Gary Bolton. I think he's that when people ask him, "What do you do?" he says, "I'm a sales trainer." Is that what he says? Sales manager. And
yeah. He puts people in the training program if they want to be.
Okay.
Otherwise, they can be customers. Yes, he's the manager.
Manager trainer. So that's kind of the attitude you took, and it's working. So, yay.
Yay, Gloria.
okay, next, Nancy Clyde, you are next.
Well, good morning, everybody. My wins for this week is I have an appointment, last week it was made, but with a person from a leads group, so that's nice for them to say, yes, I want to come to your house and see this. I have one appointment from a referral. This is an insurance guy, and he said, I was at another group, and there's a lady who was into health, and she's actually a chiropractor. And so I contacted her, and she is coming over on Wednesday. And then also Wednesday night, I have the energy night at the library, and six people are coming. They're all guests, so I will be following up with them. And then Debbie Chancellor, we talked for quite a while this last week, and she's going to come up with when she can do this, but she's committed to, I described to her as having people over to my house, and it's her junior high group. I don't know how many of them there are. She's been telling me about them for 2 years, and finally she said, boy, that's a great idea. So they will be coming to our home at a date to be determined by Debbie. And I just pray that what she picks, her boss will not mess up with job demands. But anyway, we are going to set the date and have a I guess, an in-the-home with this huge junior high reunion group here at the house, and she already sees, wow, and then I'll have two legs, and then I can get them to silver, and then I'll be silver. And so she's really seeing it and taking action, and I'm just thrilled. So that will be happening hopefully before June. I'm waiting to hear she comes up with.
Wow.
And then Yahoo, taxes are finished. Lots of different decisions we were having to make have been made. So my mind is so much freer. So hallelujah. On to a great week.
Yeah, and you've got, you know, you've got Michelle and Terry Bissell that, you know, they are on track. I mean, they want to move towards silver, and now you've got Debbie.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exciting. Woo-hoo.
Right. They will be they'll be in Orlando. And last night I also sent an email to a girl, a woman, who graduated with my husband, and I knew she lived in Clearwater, Florida, and I realized she's only 23 miles from Tampa. So I've invited her to the event at Edwina's with Tina Davidson on the 25th. So hopefully she will come.
You said Tampa, but you mean Orlando, right?
No, I mean Tampa.
Tampa.
Tina Davidson is coming in on the 25th, and I am too, to have an event at Edwina's house that evening, and then we're driving over to Orlando.
Fabulous. Yeah,
Edwina. Yay, Edwina! And Tina and Nancy, you guys,
oh,
awesome.
That is awesome, awesome. Yay, Nancy, and you are focused on what you want, too, so that's why those pink shells are showing up for you, too.
Yeah, focus is amazing, just like Gloria said. It's like getting that, what is that called when you buy a red car, then you suddenly realize how many red cars there are on the highway, you know?
That's your reticular activating system, and your part of your brain does that.
All right.
So.
Yeah, and it's so important because, you know, there's just so much, just like Gloria, when you're on the beach, there's just so many shells. There's so much, I mean, even though they're tiny, but in our life, there's so much stuff. There's so much. We can't focus on everything all at one time. And so, yeah, like with the red cars, I mean, maybe, or a certain kind of car. Maybe it's a Ford or a Lexus or whatever, a particular kind of car, and maybe that color, and you haven't particularly seen them, but you go, like, to the dealership, you look at one, and then all of a sudden you're driving down the road, and that's all you see there, like, everywhere. And so...
Right. So I think focusing on... people who are wanting to be their own boss, just like Gloria said.
Yep.
Yep. Let's do it.
That is awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Patricia Van Gilder, you are next. Welcome.
Good morning. Started to pick up the wrong phone. I'm so excited. anyway, good to hear you back, Gloria, and the seashell and the pictures you sent were great. And Nancy, I was thinking your energy night's really starting to pay off. You've done it now for I don't know how many months, but it's got its own heartbeat, so to speak.
Yeah.
And yeah, so that's awesome. It's interesting. I've been thinking too a little bit about an ad and, you know, ways to reach out there. I'm not in a leads group at the present time, and it's people are thinking and about what they're going to do, and I love the idea of the little paper. There's some great papers that circulate in Knoxville that I could do that in. So where I've been bumping into people is at the grocery store, and I met this wonderful young lady. She's lives not far from me and is a director of the summer camp at this school that I went to. I'm an alumni of high school. And so we got to talking, and her grocery carts were the same. I mean, we kept bumping into each other. And by the end of the store, I was like, you know, we need to talk. I said, you have my grocery cart, which is kind of rare because of the way I eat and healthy. And so She's working with children and now getting got a full-time job with the school. So, but she's also in taking care of her mother who has dementia. And so she's kind of strapped. And so I'm going to see what we can do to help her out. Another time at the grocery store, I ran into this man that, he was standing in the middle of the aisle reading his phone. And so I thought, you know, I'm just going to have some fun. And I said, hey, don't you know there's no texting and driving? And he turned around and just looked at me. And I just said something. And he just laughed. And we ended up talking for like 10 or 15 minutes. Finally, he's like, I have to go. But he works at a coffee factory, that machine Kruger, I'm doing the handle of the coffee pot like y'all can see me, those individual cups. And, bought this company, Green Mountain Coffee, and it's here in Knoxville, and that's where he works, and there's 1,000 employees. So we talked about being healthy. He'd had a heart attack and died, and they brought him back, and so he's looking for a new lease on life. So we're going to meet and talk, and then I can pick back up to just look like a health consultant. I got working. I'm back on my exercise regime and going back over to the senior center, which, by the way, starts at the age of 50. And so all the people in the classes I'm in, they're all interested in health, and so I'm making a whole bunch of new friends there. So just talking to people, I've mailed out. This one woman doesn't want to be on the computer. So it's like, okay, what do I send her? So I send her herb wraps. This is a lady I met in Kentucky, so I'm not, like, next to her. I mailed her herb wraps, Fit to Win, and marked the chapters that, because they're only like a page and a half, 2 pages long, and I marked the pages that I wanted her to read because I'll be going back up there soon. And so we're going to get together. She's the woman that her husband has lupus, and I'm wanting to take care of her so that she can take care of him. So that's what's going on for me, just having fun in the grocery store, just being friendly. You just throw it out there, and if it comes back, yay. And if it doesn't, it's like, okay, next. So that's all.
Yeah, I'm thinking a couple things. One is kudos, you know, when you're out and about doing what you're doing is meeting people. And the next one is a lupus that that great big, all those pages of stuff that Dave Johnson had sent us and I forwarded to you guys
acetylmeristoliate.
That acetylmeristoliate in there, it's really effective. It's good for lupus.
Good, because that's the sample I left her when came back through the town she lives in. She'd already left work, and I left her a note and a sample of the cream, and then now I've mailed her the book. And I forgot to mention, I'm so excited. I signed up. My next-door neighbor is a customer, and she's getting on the weight management program and walking with me. This is huge. I mean, this is huge. I've never talked to her about her weight, but she's on board, so that's wonderful.
Yay, Patricia.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great report. Okay. Marilyn.
Hi. I had a client on Friday that got really excited. I was talking to her about Nican, and I showed her my MagFlex because I was wearing it. And she got so excited, and we've got an appointment for this next week, the week now, and I'm just really excited to be able to share with her, and we really made a connection, and I was excited about that energetically. So, and I've been working on Emotion Code because of Nican, and I'm so excited about it. So that's my pluses for the week.
Oh, yay.
That's great stuff. Yay, Marilyn.
Woohoo! Okay, Carla Cook, you are next. What would you like to share?
Oh, can I say something?
Sure, sure. What would you like to say?
Gloria, I've been wondering what I could do, and I've been actually praying, how can I get people that are not soft, not a soft market? And Gloria gave me the answer today, so that was like an answer to my prayer. That was really cool.
Yes, I think Gloria, I mean, that's, yes, a breakthrough for all of us is run an ad. I love it.
It's so funny. You know, we used to, when we were in real estate, we ran ads all the time, and but that was a long time ago. And now we think everything's done electronically, but those ink and paper still work.
Absolutely. Yeah, let's all do it.
All right, Carla, now.
Good morning.
Morning.
Well, taxes are done. I agree with whoever it was that said yay. It is a drag that's out of the way because it takes so much focus to get that finished up. And family has been here for spring break, and they've gone. So as of today, I'm focusing on the product lunch, which I'm having Thursday night. Pam Burns and Cindy Weiscarver are coming over to be of help and help lead it so people hear a different voice, and I'm excited about that. And I've got still lots of invites to be doing. And masterminding with others gives good ideas for the flyers, the handouts, and the different things we do to get the words out. So that's my focus for this week. I had a client, a customer from over many years that I've been trying to get back in touch with recently, and she has not returned calls, but reconnected with her at Bridge last week, and she was excited to see me. She apologetic for not calling me back. She's somebody that struggles a lot with how she feels. So we reconnected, and she did a significant order, and it's gotten my month off to a good start with another customer. So everything's good as long as we stay focused, and I love the conversation that we've had together this morning. Thanks to everybody.
Thank you.
Woo-hoo! Yay,
Carla! If anybody has any great thoughts for words that they're putting in their flyers, anything, you know, flyers, samples, or whatever, I'd love to. I think it's really helpful to see one another's ideas and put together what fits us. So,
okay.
So that's cool.
Yes, all right. Yeah. Everybody, if you're doing a flyer, yeah, maybe send it to us. Then we can send it out because, yeah, it's good to share ideas.
All right. Pam Barnes, you're next.
Good morning, Pam.
Pam, Ryan, whoever's
there. Good. Hey, good morning. Hey, Jack. Good morning. We you got both of us this morning. So we're blessed this morning by looking at beautiful Nolan Lake and sitting here enjoying the sunshine. And we're making our work plans of things we're going to tackle and that type of thing. But relative to all the exciting things in NECAN. Of course, we got three events coming. We got Carla's, which he mentioned, and then Jill has an event this month as well, and we will have one. So in our area, that's three in this month, which is pretty exciting. So we want to build on that energy so there's not just one, but with three in this area. And then, of course, another follow-up coming up in May. So a lot of good activity there. And we have a booth on Saturday at a wellness fair. So we're really excited about that, being able to reach out to others and in an area that we have not got into very much. So it's a multicultural fair, health fair. So that's pretty cool. And I like the sharing on the ad. Pam and I've talked about that. We thought about that before. And you know, Jack, you're spot on, you know, with what Gary's doing with it being the sales manager. Who knows where that might lead? Somebody looking for an opportunity, you reach out there, and for a little bit of money, people that respond are will be people that are looking to build, to do something. And you know, it's not a hard thing to do and not a lot of money. And how many business builders do you need to have the payback on that type of effort come back to you multiple fold? And I'd submit probably one. Anyway, pretty excited stuff going on.
Thank you.
Wow. And, you guys are going to, yes, having all those events, that's a great thing because, just like you're saying, I mean, that's the synergy of people could come to one event and they could get excited and they can bring people to the next event. So that's gonna give you guys a whole lot of leverage, synergy there. So, yay.
Yeah, we're excited about that building. And, of course, Dave coming back in May, we're excited about that as well. He and Valerie, it was particularly good when Dave called and said, hey, we want to come back. And I think that's a real testament to the team effort and everybody coming together and the energy we had when he was here. That's not very long ago. And so when you look at that, being able to build on that is pretty exciting as well.
It is.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah,
that's,
Dave.
That's exciting.
Hiding
you guys.
And yay, Pam and
Ryan. Yeah, yeah, wow. And, yeah. Lots of energy. That's going to create lots of energy. I'm excited.
Thanks, guys. Thanks. Love you. We appreciate everything you all do. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate you guys.
Becky Dragon, you are next.
Good morning. I don't really have anything this morning, but I love you all. Thanks for everything.
We love you, you sweetie. You and Steve.
All right.
Edwina. I bet Edwina has something to say. She's got... Yay, Edwina.
Unfortunately, I don't. I have very little voice this morning, and I just wanted to listen to everybody, and I've enjoyed it all. And Gloria, I'm going to call you because I want to do that ad thing. But I do have a lot of follow-ups. I just don't want to start coughing on you. And I am taking more Jade Greenzyme to get over this.
Good girl. Well, we're all sending you love and blessings and excitement for your event that's coming up. And yeah, yay, Edwina.
All right.
Thank you.
Edwina. Carol Patterson, I know you got something exciting to share.
Yes, good morning, everyone. I, too, have enjoyed this call very much, and Gloria, you really started us on a good path here. I have something exciting because Shelley and I are working that she's going to go executive this month, and we're meeting today to get our plans in action, and it's all to do with, hopefully, the vital balance that she's got some friends that are interested in that, so... Looking forward to that. Myself, I had another win from last week that I had loaned product to a person with a bad back. And, sometimes backs are iffy, but this girl has had an incredible result. And she signed up as a customer, and we're getting together today. She's having an MRI this morning, and we're getting together after that to put in her order. And last week I went to a grade school reunion, believe, and that wasn't yesterday, and it was so much fun. I got to see people that I didn't know, and I had to really step outside my box because they had name tags, and everybody looks different after 50 years, and but I made 4 new contacts and doing follow-up with that, so it's been an exciting last week, and I'm looking forward to getting this week organized with Shelley, and that's my plans.
And her sponsor just went executive last month.
And Hickey went executive right at the last second there in March. So kudos on that. I mean, your team is moving along.
No, that was exciting, too. So, and it's going to be with Sally, too. She's just a sweetheart. So we're really, getting down to it. And she's coming to Florida, so I'm so excited for that, too.
Oh, Shelly is?
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yep.
Okay, I'm putting that on my chart. That is exciting. Good news. Yay. Well, yay, everybody. Thanks for being on this call this morning. What a great Monday morning. April is just, wow. I think April's going to be full of good things for all of you guys, for all of us. Lots of good energy. All these ads are good. energy nights, all these things. So, yay, team. Thanks for being on. We really, really appreciate you sharing because it really, you know, it just lifts everybody up. So, yay. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. We love it.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you, everybody.
Thanks. Bye.
Thank you.
Leave the quote on the bottom of the email. Whatever you can do or dream you can, begin it. Boldness has genius, power, and magic in it. So, yay, team.
Happy Easter, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Happy Easter. That's
nice.